Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level once again. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to Yasterview and as well to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to once again interact with the Yasterview in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for Yasterview that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed as a portion of yourself that you like to refer to as that higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, we would remind you that the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. So we would encourage you to become involved in that silent communication, to participate in, to alter your consciousness by entering into that meditative state and participating in enjoying that silent communication or that telepathic interaction. And so while we would encourage you most certainly to utilize this opportunity, we would suggest absolutely that the choice is yours. Now, our main information that we express to you is based upon the understanding that you are indeed in control of your reality. Not just some part of your reality, but your entire reality. You are the creators of your reality. You create that reality through choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, through what it is that you believe. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so it's very important to understand what it is that you believe. And we've suggested that you have, of course, the different parts, if you wish, of beliefs or belief systems, the human consciousness belief system, which you all agreed to participate in, of which we've used the example that time and space are illusionary and are some of the primary beliefs that you have a difficulty stepping outside of in your creation process. And there are many other so-called human consciousness belief systems that it's very difficult for you to operate outside of. Not impossible, but very difficult. And then, of course, the societal belief systems, and we've suggested that each of you are aware of societal belief systems throughout various areas of your earth systems that are quite different one from another. And they influence the reality that you experience, most certainly. And then there are the individual belief systems. And many times it's the individual belief systems it can be the most difficult, not only for you to understand, but also for you to change or to alter. And yet, ironically, it's the individual belief systems that you can have the most success at altering, at changing, within certain limitations. There are beliefs that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, for example, where you choose the particular environment in which you're going to reincarnate or going to experience in a certain reincarnated period, in a certain lifetime, if you wish. And so in that older state of consciousness, in that between incarnation state, you put in place beliefs that you bring into a particular reincarnation. And as you bring those beliefs in, then you experience them many times, and it's difficult for you to get a grasp of what those beliefs are. Not only difficult for you to get a grasp on, but many times very difficult for you to alter or to change. You see, you choose, for example, beliefs or belief systems that are related to your genetic makeup. And it's very difficult for you to alter that, because that also coincides with and fits into the human consciousness belief system, that you carry certain characteristics that are transported or passed on, if you wish, from one generation to the next, that you refer to as an evolutionary process. It validates, once again, your belief in time and space. However, it's important to understand that you choose to be involved in those circumstances in your altered state of consciousness. There is not one instance that occurs in your awakened consciousness stage that is not as a result of your choices and decisions at some level of your consciousness to put in place beliefs and belief systems. The simplicity of it is the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Without exception. And therein becomes the difficulty to accept, particularly when the reality that you're experiencing is one that in your awakened consciousness state you view as being desirable or less than desirable or positive or negative or light or dark or whatever contrasting images you wish to utilize to describe what it is that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. But that desirable or less than desirable, once again, is the human consciousness state. It's important to understand that at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not be experiencing. Your spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire. Validate your beliefs and belief systems. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. The only right or wrong, once again, comes in your awakened consciousness state. You can choose to believe that there are all types of energies that it's necessary for you to work upon in order for you to somehow become advanced. You can have that if you desire. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice that you make to hold the various beliefs and belief systems that influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, it's not right or wrong. It's important to understand that it is not right or wrong. If you believe that you're not in control, then you create a reality that validates that belief system. If you believe that you have a multitude of angels or guides or whatever types of labels you would wish to put on these entities that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's a belief system that you hold. And you will have all types of experiences to validate the belief in your awakened consciousness state. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. Absolutely, at some level of your consciousness. And so it's important to understand what those beliefs and belief systems are. Important and yet many times very difficult, particularly when it's a belief system that you've put in place in an altered state of consciousness, which, ironically, is where you put in place many of the belief systems, particularly belief systems that affect various aspects of your reality, such as health, for example. Belief systems put in place, carried within your DNA, that have the potential to create various health problems, or health issues, or health benefits, depending upon the belief you hold. And those particular beliefs are stored, if you wish, within your DNA, because you see in your awakened consciousness state, you wish to have validation that it's real. You wish to have some type of validation that you can point to and say, see, in our DNA there are these various aspects of the DNA that point to us having the possibility to experience either what you might in your awakened consciousness day refer to as being either negative or positive health issues. Choices that you made in your altered state of consciousness, and many times what we refer to as the between incarnational state and even in the deep dream state. And you put those in play. And you put them in the DNA once again so that you can utilize your scientific methods to validate that it's real. That it's not just your imagination. And if it's real, then it's beyond your capacity to control. And it's really not that way at all. It's completely within your capacity to control. And so these aspects, the beliefs and belief systems, potential possibilities for various health issues, and once again, positive or negative, has absolutely no effect upon whether or not the experience will be created from that spark of consciousness that you are, which rejoices in the creation regardless of whether in your awakened consciousness state you view it as positive or negative. So you have these health issues, what you in your awakened consciousness state once again view as being either positive or negative health issues. And depending upon the choices and decisions that you make, depending upon your thoughts and feelings, depending upon what it is that you desire, you actually activate those potential realities in your DNA, and you have that opportunity to experience that health issue. Once again, negative or positive makes absolutely no difference to the spark of consciousness that you are. Negative or positive is your awakened consciousness concept of the reality that you experience. So what it is that you desire? What do you believe? It's important. And you see, you have entered into what we have referred to as the new age and new energy. And in this particular era, if you wish, in this new age and new energy, what you hold consciously has a greater potential for you to experience than what it has in your so-called past. In other words, if you hold those beliefs and belief systems consciously, then their chances of them being created are deeply enhanced in this new age and new energy. Whether once again, in your awakened consciousness state, you view it as being positive or negative. It's important to understand that the positive or negative is only something that you grasp as a reality in your awakened consciousness state. From the level at which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. That spark of consciousness that you are has no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. It validates the belief you hold, and you experience it in your awakened consciousness state without any judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. It gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, in this new age and new energy, it becomes important for you to understand what it is that you're holding as beliefs and belief systems and as desires in your conscious state. Because you, in this new age and new energy, have put in place the possibility to consciously influence your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. And so it's important to understand what it is that you believe. It's important to know what it is that you desire. And it's not always easy for you in your awakened consciousness state to understand what it is that you believe, that what's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. What choices did you make that brought you to this point, if you wish, in your existence, where you're experiencing this reality? The validation of your belief system. What do you believe? Now, we've suggested that you pay attention to your spontaneous attitudes. Because you see, your attitudes and beliefs are linked together, if you wish. If you hold a certain belief, then you also have an attitude that surrounds that belief, that is interacting with that belief, if you would. And so many in your awakened consciousness stage have entered into these methods or techniques where you hold a certain attitude with the thought that if you hold that attitude, that it will influence the reality that you're experiencing. And then suddenly an event occurs, an event that, while it may seem it's beyond your capacity to control, nonetheless, you created. You created that particular experience. But as a result of that experience, you suddenly also experience this, what you in your awakened consciousness state might view as an attitude that's less than desirable. And so you want to put it away. You want to get rid of that attitude because you've been practicing this, holding certain attitudes in order to influence your reality. We would suggest that you pay attention to those spontaneous attitudes and question what it is that caused you to have that experience, that attitude, to experience that attitude in your awakened consciousness stack. What was it that you hold as a belief that triggered that attitude? And it can be a clue in order to assist you in altering your belief system, and consequently altering your reality. Your reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. We understand the difficulty in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept and the simplicity of this reality that you experience. You go to great lengths to make it difficult to understand, once again, because that's why you entered into this vibrational level, to experience realities that appear to be beyond your control, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those creation processes that you believe are occurring without your influence, and consequently, once again, beyond your control. It's really not that way, but you go to great lengths to make it appear that way, particularly in your awakened consciousness stack, and as well as to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. Perhaps that's as difficult to understand as the reality creation process. But the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant. Absolutely not. You're involved in this creation process because you want to experience that range of emotions and feelings. So it's absolutely a significant illusion that you're creating. But nonetheless, it's an illusion. It becomes even more difficult for you to grasp, to understand, because it defies an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary, is that you are one, and yet you are separate. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. But you are one. You are not only one in terms of this spark of consciousness that you are, that's one with each and every other spark of consciousness, but you are one with every atom that exists in your entire universe. And therein comes the difficulty, and yet through understanding that you are one, that you are one with the energy that exists in every atom, gives you as well a glimpse into the possibility that it's an illusion. You are one. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. Now, it's rather ironic that there are, in your awakened consciousness state, various religions who would suggest that there is this higher power, this energy, if you wish, that you might refer to as some type of a God that exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. we find it rather ironic that you can believe that there is this God that is capable of existing in each and every atom of the entire universe, when we would suggest that you are the God that you search for. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. It's an illusion. Now what becomes even more difficult for you to grasp and to understand is that as you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe, and as you are one, means that the energy that each of you are exists not only in each other, but in every living organism in your entire universe. You are one. It's an illusion. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one, and yet you are individual. It defies an explanation. There are no terms available in your vocabulary or in any other vocabulary that you utilize on your earth system that can give an explanation of this reality that you're involved in. It's an experience. You can go with inside and have the experience and get a glimpse of who and what you truly are, and get an understanding of the illusionary reality that you're experiencing. But it doesn't mean that you can come back into your awakened consciousness state and describe it, because it's an experience. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. It defies explanation. And yet you are all capable of touching, if you wish, that spark of consciousness that you are, of going with inside, of getting that understanding that it's an illusion that you're existing in, getting a glimpse of that absolute unconditional love that each of you are, that only, not only each of you are, but that is the ultimate one, if you wish, that each of you are, and that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is how complex of an individual each of you are, and yet you are one. You are a multidimensional personality, and yet you are one. You are existing in a multitude of so-called incarnational periods in the same time and same space. And we've utilized the analogy that it's like you have radio frequencies in your atmosphere, and you're capable of tapping into one while eliminating all the rest. And so it is with your so-called particular evolutionary, or your particular incarnational period that you are currently involved in while you eliminate all the rest. But nonetheless, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And that becomes difficult for you to grasp. You see, this reality that you're experiencing is simply, once again, a validation of what it is that you believe. It's a result of your imagination and your expectation. What you have difficulty in grasping is that you exist in other incarnational periods where, in terms of your current types of technology, are much more advanced than what this particular incarnational period is, and you also exist in other incarnational periods that are not nearly as advanced as this particular incarnational period that you currently believe is the one that's the most important in your awakened consciousness stack. It defies an explanation, and yet the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so in this new age and new energy, it becomes important for you to attempt to get a grasp and an understanding of what it is that you believe, and to hold those beliefs in your conscious state. You will find that in this new age and new energy, should you utilize various techniques, and we would suggest that meditation is one of the most valuable techniques that you can utilize to influence your reality, that it's possible for you in those altered states of consciousness in meditation or through any other particular type of belief system that you hold, that you believe will influence your reality, to hold that in your conscious state, what it is that you desire. Go into your meditative state or utilize other techniques or methods that you have and imagine that you have that, whatever it is you desire, in your conscious state, in your day-to-day activities. It's an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It's an illusion. And it's rather ironic that in this illusion, many individuals go to great lengths to make it complicated. Because you see, if it's complicated, and you can get that complication worked out, if you can get it all in balance, then you can experience some type of advancement if you wish. You can have that. There's nothing wrong. It allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of a creation process. It's not right or wrong any more than is it necessary. It's not necessary either. Yeah, there are individuals who believe, for example, that you have some type of an atmospheric influence upon your day-to-day activities. There are all types of charts, if you wish, or attempting to understand the alignment of your planetary systems in order to understand what influence it's having in your reality. We would ask you to consider that it's an illusion, that you create the entire solar system. It's you that influences the planets, not the other way around. However, if you choose to believe that they must line up in a certain way in order to influence your reality, you can have that. There's not a right or wrong. It's a choice that you can make. It's a belief system that you can hold. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your entire universe. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. And so if you believe that there are these planetary systems that are influencing your reality, that's your creation. It's not some influence that's made by some entity that exists outside of your vibrational level. It's not something that you're subjected to some type of an influence by a particular way that these planets seemingly line up. It's your creation. You put them there. You create the reality. If you wish to believe you're not in control and that they're having that influence, you can have it. Go for it. It could be quite exciting, but it's not necessary. You create the reality. You line up the planets. Absolutely. If you believe that you have various types of energy that exist throughout your body and they must be in certain alignment or balance in order for you to function properly, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make and a belief that you hold. It's not necessary, but you can have it. And it can create experiences that can make you feel like you have somehow become more advanced. It's an illusion. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. Like who you are, understand that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love and attempt to bring that understanding and that unconditional love into your consciousness. Love yourself unconditionally so that you can have that capacity to consciously influence your reality. And if you wish to have all of the so-called triggers or aids or lining up your various energy points, if that's what you desire to experience, go for it. It's not a right or wrong. It's not necessary, but it's not right or wrong. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that are controlling and influencing your reality, go for it. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. And you will experience all types of realities in your day-to-day activities to validate what it is that you believe. You can have that. Absolutely. It allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of a reality creation process. And that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. But it's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's an illusion. And when you come to the understanding that it's an illusion, then it becomes much easier for you to cope in your day-to-day activities. It becomes much easier for you to accept what you might view as being negative realities, as being realities that really are unimportant in your day-to-day activities, really unimportant in this journey that you're involved in. And you begin to understand that what's important is your ability to love, first yourself and then others. And from that type of unconditional love comes a type of joy that is difficult for you to achieve, whether it's your belief through your belief in the guides and angels, whether it's belief in energy and how you must balance your energy. It's the understanding that you are unconditional love and the capacity to bring that into your consciousness, to experience it, and to express to another unconditional love. You see, when an individual expresses unconditional love to another individual, the receiver of that unconditional love believes that they have somehow received the greatest gift that there is. And it's not really true, because you see, it's the giver of the unconditional love who receives the greatest gift. The greatest gift you can receive is from the giving of unconditional love. And you begin to understand who and what you truly are. And you begin to understand that you are all that is. And you begin to grasp this concept that this is an illusion. And you begin to experience that knowing of unconditional love, of knowing who you are and what you are. And so when you express unconditional love to another individual, you are receiving the greatest gift it's possible for you to receive as the giver of unconditional love. Like who you are, understand that you are all that is. Go with inside and connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. Understand that you exist through the entire universe and it's an illusion. Understand that what it is that you believe and experience is as a result of your choice. It's your choice. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. It just becomes very difficult when you believe you're not in control, to have some type of ability to influence your reality consciously. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. And the spark of consciousness that you are gives it to you and rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. But understand that in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your consciousness, what you hold as belief consciously, the thoughts that you hold, the feelings that you express throughout your day-to-day activities are influencing your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so the more complicated your belief system, the more complicated it is to hold all of that in your so-called conscious state and to create the reality that you desire. If you hold the concept of unconditional love, and you have the ability to express that concept of unconditional love, then once again, you begin to experience that understanding that this is an illusion. And you begin to experience that gift of unconditional love within yourself. And once again, as the giver, you gain the most from the giving. Like who you are, learn to love unconditionally. Understand that this is an illusion. Understand that your beliefs as a result of your choice. Understand that you not only can, but do alter it on a regular basis. Understand that the answers that you seek are within inside each of you. You won't find them written in a book, or find them by listening to some type of a lecture or expression. It's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's an experience that you can have when you go within inside that allows you to have that understanding of how limitless you really are. That you are all that is. That you create your reality. And you begin to understand that you cannot fail. This is a no-fail activity that you're involved in. It's one that you choose to be involved in. It's an illusion that you choose to interact in for the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings. And when you can bring into your consciousness that expression of unconditional love, when you experience the ultimate emotion and feeling, and once again, as the giver, you receive the greatest gift that it's possible for you to receive. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Understand what it is that you desire. Attempt to understand what beliefs and belief systems you hold. Go with inside and make a connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. Learn to love unconditionally, and you will receive the greatest gift, the greatest emotion that is possible for you to receive. Now, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to once again enter into you and interact with each of you in your vibrational level. And we are always grateful for these opportunities, not only to share with you, but to learn from each of you. And while we are separated by a vibrational level, we are not separated by time or space. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.